almost $111,000 in grants for two programs that support the local, hard-to-house population was announced by Powell River Sunshine Coast MLA Nicholas Simons on August 22. The District of Sechelt was granted $60,969 to cover the cost of keeping the Arrowhead Clubhouse open Monday through Friday for a 12-month period, through its Arrowhead Pandemic Restart program. The town of Gibsons is receiving $50,000 for its Everybody Needs a Home project, which will fund a temporary outreach coordinator to connect individuals to services including referrals to supportive housing. Keeping Arrowhead's doors open during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic, the Arrowhead Clubhouse was forced to reduce its operating hours. That resulted in Friday closures of the clubhouse at the corner of Inlet and Dolphin Avenues. Project lead Foy Hatton describes Arrowhead as a community of hope for area residents struggling with mental health issues. Operated through the Sunshine Coast Community Services Society, it provides members with a warm and safe space to spend time and access basic necessities like showers, hot meals, and laundry, as well as guidance from trained outreach workers and peer support. Hatton said the cutback in hours was painful for everyone. This funding, at least for a year, will help us get back to 5 days a week, which is amazing. We are so grateful for these funds, which will once again allow us to offer a wide range of services to the most vulnerable and disenfranchised on the Sunshine Coast. People need on-the-ground services, somewhere to go when it is raining, somewhere to get dry socks and someone to talk to, he stated. Support for the most vulnerable of the homeless. The last 2 years have been increasingly challenging for people who are unhoused, and resources in many communities have been strained, Simon said in a release from the New Democrat BC Government Caucus. This support will help Sechelt and Gibsons increase their capacity to respond to the impacts of homelessness and help keep people safer and healthier. Foy agrees with that assessment of the coast's housing situation. He said he has witnessed a significant increase in the past year in the number of people that reach out to Arrowhead as they struggle to find housing locally. Very sadly, we receive phone calls every day from people searching for affordable housing. It is the saddest conversation because there are very few places to point people to. If people can't find somewhere to live, they either end up leaving the coast or they end up living in very insecure situations and then they need support, like a healthy meal for free, or a place like Arrowhead where they can use the internet and where they can have someone to talk to about resources that may be available. He explained that Arrowhead pivoted to offer more virtual support via its website, Facebook, and Zoom during the time its hours were cut back. They also gave out 100 electronic tablets to members to ensure they could access those online services. On average, he said they provide more than 7,000 free hot meals per year to those that visit their clubhouse. Much of the stuff at Arrowhead is members supporting each other and they can do that when they can come together in a safe space. We are a space full of hope, despite the fact that some people are going through some really hard times in their lives due to homelessness or addiction. Planning for this fall and winter in a report sent to town council earlier this year, Gibsons's contracted homelessness coordinator, Silas White, noted that the grant to that community would help with connecting the unsheltered homeless population that emerged during the pandemic with services, including supportive housing referrals. He also wrote that it would support work to organize emergency warming center programming for the winter of 2022-23. The funding was provided via the Union for BC Municipalities Strengthening Communities Services Program, set up to help local governments and modern treaty nations in building capacity to address the needs of unsheltered people in their communities, while also keeping people safe and healthy.